Greetings in the Lord. It is the first day of December in the year of our Lord, 2020. You are listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving week. It was good for me to be able to get away with my son and my family, to visit some family and to go hunting and do a few other things. So I appreciate you being patient and let me take the time off from the podcast. But we are back today and we are beginning this month of Advent looking at the coming of Christ, his second coming and his first coming. What a good time of the year. Well, let us begin our time today. We'll begin with our opening scripture verse of repentance and faith, which is from Mark chapter 13, verse 35 and 36. Watch ye, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. As I said, this is a time when we begin to think about the coming of the Lord, in particular his second coming. We look forward to the day that the Lord Jesus Christ returns and he has defeated all of his enemies. The very last enemy before his return will be death, as he comes defeating death, raising those who are dead in Christ, and changing those who are alive. What a great time that we look forward to when our Master, when Jesus Christ returns. But as we consider this scripture verse, it reminds us that we ought to be careful. We ought to be watchful. We do not know when he is returning. Many people like to make prophecies and proclamations and perceive it to be soon, and it could be any day. It could be, though, that it's many years ahead. Either way, we ought to be found faithful. We want to be found faithful. Martin Luther once said that if he knew Christ would return tomorrow, he would plant a tree today. And so, brothers, as we think about the coming of the Lord, we first want to be ready by having our sins confessed and forgiven, and then we want to be found faithful, being obedient to the Lord. And so as we begin our time of worship today, as we come before the throne of God to receive instruction and lift up our petitions, let's first bow our knees and plead for the mercy of God, making ourselves ready, confessing our sins and wickedness. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are unworthy to come into your presence because of our many sins. We do not deserve any grace or mercy from you if you dealt with us as we deserve. We've sinned against you, O Lord, and we have offended you. And yet, O Lord, as we acknowledge our sins and offenses, so also do we acknowledge you to be a merciful God, a loving and favorable Father to all who turn to you. And so we humbly ask you, for the sake of Christ your Son, to show mercy to us and forgive us all our offenses. Forgive the sins of our youth and the sins of our old age. By your Spirit, O God, take possession of our hearts, so that not only the actions of our life, but also the words of our mouths and the smallest thought of our minds may be guided and governed by you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. The Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Therefore, brothers, examine your consciences to know whether you truly repent of your sins, and whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you are resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If you have this testimony in your hearts before God, then be assured that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth will show forth thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 136. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who alone does great wonders, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who made the heavens with skill, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who made the great lights, for his loving kindness is everlasting. The sun to rule by day, for his loving kindness is everlasting. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who smote the Egyptians in their firstborn, for his loving kindness is everlasting, and brought Israel out from their midst, for his loving kindness is everlasting. With a strong hand and outstretched arm, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, for his loving kindness is everlasting, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his loving kindness is everlasting. For he overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his loving kindness is everlasting. To him who smote great kings, for his loving kindness is everlasting, and slew mighty kings, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loving kindness is everlasting, and Og, king of Bashan, for his loving kindness is everlasting, and gave their land as a heritage, for his loving kindness is everlasting, even an heritage to Israel his servant, for his loving kindness is everlasting, who remembered us in our low estate, for his loving kindness is everlasting, and has rescued us from our adversaries, for his loving kindness is everlasting, who gives food to all flesh, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his loving kindness is everlasting. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, will, and will be forever. Amen and hallelujah. Dear brothers, our King and Savior draweth nigh. O come, let us adore him. And let us adore him by reading his scriptures. Because remember, Jesus said, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me. Therefore, listen to this Old Testament reading from 1 Kings chapter 19. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so, may the gods do to me and even more if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And he was afraid and arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my fathers. He lay down and slept under a juniper tree, and behold, there was an angel touching him, and he said to him, arise, eat. Then he looked, and behold, there was at his head a bread cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Then he came there to a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, what are you doing, Elijah? He said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, tore down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. So he said, go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord was passing by. And a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Then he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, tore down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Then the Lord said to him, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you have arrived, you shall anoint Hazael king over Aram, and Jehu the son of Nimshi you shall anoint king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Melola you shall anoint as a prophet in your place. It shall come about, the one who escaped from the sword of Hazael, Jehu, shall put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha, shall put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, while he was plowing with 12 pairs of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed over to him and threw his mantle on him. He left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, please, let me kiss my father, my mother, then I will follow you. And he said to him, go back again, for what have I done to you? So he returned from following him and took the pair of oxen and sacrificed them, and boiled their flesh with the implements of the oxen, and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and ministered to him. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. O God, make speed to save us. Now, brothers, the Apostle Paul gave thanks for those who received the word of God, saying, and we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Therefore, listen to this New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 1 through 23. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Now about that time, Herod the king laid hands on some who belonged to the church in order to mistreat them. And he had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. When he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him to 4 squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out before the people. So Peter was kept in the prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God. On the very night when Herod was about to bring him forward, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and guards in front of the door were watching over the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared, and a light shone in the cell. And he struck Peter's side and woke him, saying, get up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, gird yourself and put on your sandals. And he did so. And he said to him, wrap your cloak around you and follow me. And he went out and continued to follow. And he did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but he thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and second guard, they came to the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened for them by itself. And they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. When Peter came to himself, he said, now I know for sure that the Lord has sent forth his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting. And when he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was also called Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. When he knocked at the door of the gate, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran and announced that Peter was standing in front of the gate. They said to her, you're out of your mind. But she kept insisting that it was so. They kept saying, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door, they saw him and were amazed. But motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had led him out of the prison. And he said, report these things to James and the brethren. Then he left and went to another place. Now, when day came, there was no small disturbance among the soldiers of what could have become of Peter. When Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards in order that they be led away to execution. Then he went down from Judea to Caesarea and was spending time there. Now, he was very angry with the people of Tyre, Sidon. And with one accord they came to him. And having won over Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they were asking for peace because the country was fed by the king's country. On an appointed day, Herod, having put on his royal apparel, took his seat on the rostrum and began delivering an address to them. The people kept crying out, the voice of a god and not of a man. And immediately, an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and died. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God as we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Listen now to this reading of wisdom from the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verses 11 through 20. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions. On the lips of the discerning wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks understanding. Wise men store up knowledge, but with the mouth of the foolish, ruin is at hand. The rich man's wealth is his fortress. The ruin of the poor is their poverty. The wages of the righteous is life. The income of the wicked, punishment. He is on the path of life who heeds instruction. But he who ignores reproof grows astray. He who conceals hatred has lying lips, and he who spreads slander is a fool. When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. But he who restrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Let us pray. O Lord, we look forward to the time of your return. Lord, we pray that you would help us, though, in this life to be faithful. We do not know the hour at which you may call us to account. Lord, you may return, or you may call us to be with you. You may lead us through the shadow of death. But we must be ready, Lord. And the only way is in you, our Savior, our King. Save us from our sins, forgive us our faults, make us holy, make us full of good deeds that you've already ordained for us to walk in. Make us faithful. Lord, guard our hearts from idolatry, from lusts, guard us from pride, keep our tongues from speaking evil and slander. Give us words of wisdom. Help us to be wise, knowing that the tongue of the righteous is valuable. It's as choice silver. But the heart of the wicked is worth little. Lord, as we think about your coming in power and in glory, we also are mindful and thankful that you came as a child. As a man, you walked in obedience to the law perfectly, keeping it in our stead, and you went to the cross and bore the wrath that we so deserve. We can never praise you enough, never give you enough glory, never honor you enough, never live obedient enough. And therefore, Lord, we pray that even in the little that we are able to do, that you would be glorified and you would be honored. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, brothers, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Please visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for more.